comes the time then when you're so in love with him that you ask if you can be his love slave. You ask him to pierce your ear, as the slave who loved the master did in the Old Testament and didn't want to go free, that you may dwell in the house of the Lord forever and behold his beauty. Psalm 27:4. Paul often described himself as a prisoner or a love slave of the Lord Jesus Christ. It seems to relate to the power of the conversion experience. For me, it was a complete turnaround, just like Paul. I was like that, now I'm like this. He who is forgiven much loves much. Luke 7:47. I so identified with that woman, and I still do. I have no difficulty being his love slave. But I recognise it's not the same for everyone. Many of you struggle with the steps we've already taken through sonship, servanthood, friendship, and finally the one we're looking at now, slavery. I know no easy answer except that you pray for the grace of yielding. We still do not know what rebels we are until we're asked to lay down our own plans and surrender to someone else, even if that someone else is the Lord Jesus Christ. So come on, how's it working out for you? Have you enjoyed reading these sessions, listening to these sessions, and made a mental ascent? But you know in your heart, if he were push comes to shove and he asks the ultimate of you, that you put your Isaac on the altar, whatever that is, you wouldn't be able to part with it. There's no shame or disgrace, my darling. Though we call this a school, there are no exams to pass, no grades to win. It's all an affair of the heart. Because Father is looking for a bride for the Son, one who will love him. She's destined for the throne, to reign and rule with him for eternity. Whatever you choose, you will reign and rule, but maybe not to the level you could have. Decisions, as we saw very early on, determine destiny. Attitudes determine altitude. He's not going to love you any the less. But it really isn't too late to put your whole self in, not just an arm or a leg popping in and out. It's never too late with him. He's the God of the second, third, fourth chance. He just goes on giving us more opportunities. What happens is we run out of time. If we continue to procrastinate out of fear, we just run out of the time it will take him to prepare us for the best he has for us. Because it's not about the speed, it's about getting there properly. But the choice is always yours. It's no disgrace, no shame, no judgment. And tomorrow we're going to look a little bit more closely at what God's aiming at. See you then.